With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. President Trump has pardoned dozens of allies accused of trying to overturn his 2020 election loss.
According to a signed proclamation, former Trump personal lawyer Rudy Giuliani, former White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows, attorneys Sidney Powell and John Eastman, and others have been granted full, complete, and unconditional pardons. The proclamation said the pardons were designed to continue the process of national reconciliation. Donald Trump was also indicted on felony charges related to the 2020 election, but the case was dismissed after he was reelected last year. Greg Clugston, Washington.
May not be too much longer before the federal government gets back to business as usual, Senate Majority Leader John Thune.
Mr. President, after 40 long days, I'm hopeful that we can finally bring the shutdown to an end.
And to that end, in a late-night vote, legislation to reopen the government cleared the Senate. It was a procedural vote. Eight Democrats joining Republicans, providing the 60 votes needed to advance the bill funding the government into January. Independent Senator Bernie Sanders not happy. The legislation does not extend Obamacare subsidies.
What this Senate is about to do is make a horrific situation even worse.
In order for the shutdown to end, the Senate will have to take another final vote on the measure. Then the House would have to pass the bill before it goes to President Trump for his signature. In the meantime, flight delays and cancellations continue to plague air travelers, with Thanksgiving just around the corner. That's a matter of concern for Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy. Late last night, a federal appeals court ruled the Trump administration must fully fund SNAP food benefits through the end of the month. It will have to happen within 48 hours unless the Supreme Court intervenes. Stocks sharply higher on Wall Street. This is SRN News. A look at religious practices of America's senior citizens.
It comes from the Pew Research Center, and it reveals that 56% of people who are age 65 and older say they pray at least once a day. 36% also report attending worship services in person at least once a month. There's definitely an outreach opportunity for churches amongst America's elderly. The Pew poll also reports that more than a third of people, 65 and up, say they feel lonely at least some of the time. Michael Harrington reporting.
President Trump is celebrating another Supreme Court victory. The justices are allowing the administration to enforce a policy blocking transgender and non-binary people from choosing passport sex markers that align with their so-called gender identity. The decision is Mr. Trump's latest win on the High Court's emergency docket and means that the administration can enforce the policy while a lawsuit over that policy plays out. This is SRN News. Pretty soon, Danish youngsters under 15 will not be able to access social media.
Now, the measure does allow some parents to consent for kids as young as 13 after a full assessment. This step is among the most significant by a European nation to address concerns about social media. It follows Australia's ban, which set the minimum age at 16. The Danish ministry says the age limit applies to certain platforms, though enforcement details are unclear. The decision aims to protect kids from harmful content. Jason Walker reporting.
China putting the pedal to the metal in its drive to attract skilled tech talent from abroad. Beijing is announcing a new visa scheme. It's aimed at wooing foreign professionals in science and technology. Called the K visa, it is similar to the H-1B visa in the U.S. More details, SRNnews.com.